Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're in the 9 o'clock hour where we take your calls, interactive show, about projects you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The lines are open. Miss Jennifer, sweet Jennifer, will take your call, get your name, where you're calling from, what your project is, and I'll put my 45 years of building and remodeling experience in Arizona to work for the benefit of you, the Arizona homeowner, because it's our goal in everything that we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-ROSIE for you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U, 1-888-767-4348. Well, many of you are familiar with a wholesaler by the name of Lumber Liquidators. And boy, they have certainly had their fair share of bad news in the home improvement industry the last several months. Well, the federal government just on Monday of last week hit them with another huge broadside. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that people who have purchased the Lumber Liquidators laminate flooring that had been manufactured in China are now about 3 times more likely to get cancer than had it had earlier calculated this month. Now, look, that sent the shares of Lumber Liquidators down another 20%, which had already gone down a significant amount as well. So if you have installed laminate flooring that you purchased over the internet through Lumber Liquidators or through one of their wholesale stores, you need to try and get a hold of the boxes or the receipts. You need to try and find out if, in fact, it was one of the floor laminates that were manufactured in China. Because Lumber Liquidators sells products that are manufactured in the U.S. and made in Europe, and it suspended all of its sales of China-made laminates earlier this year. But that's not to say you didn't get some installed prior to that. Now, look, the cases are still fairly small. The CDC had said that you could possibly see cases of cancer for every 2 of 100,000 homes that were installed. Well, they've jumped that number to as high as 30. So take a look. Try and do what research you can. I'm not trying to sensationalize or scare anybody, but I'll tell you, it was very interesting when Jennifer and I walked the Las Vegas Convention Center at the International Building Show this last month, how many vendors there were from China. It was absolutely incredible.
I would have to say, too, if I had little children, I wouldn't wait to find out. You know, or if I, as soon as I found out, I would go ahead and take it out. Those little babies are right down next to it. You know, it's one thing to walk across it in your bare feet, your socks, or your shoes, but to have a baby crawling around, not worth the risk.
Yes. And I guess y'all got a call during the break. Somebody wanted to know about the app that I was talking about that you could actually look at the constellations.
Yeah.
You just go to the app store. It's just called Skyview.
Well, that's easy. So
it takes your GPS readings about where you are, and it's a fun little thing. I want everybody to have it loaded up for our visit tonight out on Canyon Lake. So, boy, people are calling us on a regular basis trying to get remodeling projects started at Rosie on the House Remodeling. And I want y'all to know, I talk to people all the time about what can I expect my investment level to be on this particular project. And this past week, I kind of reached out across to all my remodelers that are certified Rosie contractors in Arizona. So I called my friend John Reuter down at Assurance Builders in Tucson, and I called the folks over at TWD in Glendale and the folks at Kirk Development in North Phoenix and Brad Christensen, our remodeler in the Gilbert Chandler area. I called Tom Riley. I actually had lunch with Tom on Thursday up in Prescott, and we've got Mark Hartman up in Oak Creek Village. And I was asking him, I said, when y'all are out visiting with homeowners on that first call, what are y'all trying to get done? And invariably what we're trying to get done as remodelers for the benefit of the homeowner is get a good, clear understanding of what y'all, the homeowner, would like to get done. We ask a lot of questions at that particular meeting, like what prompted you to call us? What's the driving factor in this project? Is there something in the house that's broken? You know, it may be a broken door, it may be a broken air conditioner, or it may just be a broken traffic pattern that the house, the family has aged through it. Jennifer and I are going through that right now. I was talking earlier today about the horseback ride Jennifer and I took on Monday. Well, I want to tell you, after we finished that ride, we loaded up the horses, got in the truck, we're heading home about an hour and a half from home, and Jennifer got a little teary-eyed, and she looked across at me driving the truck, and she says, "Do you know we're going to be empty nesters in about 4 months?" And I said, "Yes, I can then, that's the last room in the house I haven't turned into my library. There are like 8 more great library shelf units I can load into that room." So the thing that may be broken at your house could just be as simple as the traffic pattern or the function of the house is changing. And what we try and do at that first meeting is identify that and come up with design ideas on how we can help solve that. And then we try and establish some kind of investment level that the homeowner needs to be realistically expecting. And after I polled all of the Rosie on the House certified remodelers throughout the state of Arizona, it was unanimous that unfortunately we have to bear the bad news to the homeowner that the project they want to do is invariably about twice what they were expecting. That could possibly lead to some big mistakes if you, the homeowner, give way to the inner cheapskate. That could be the most expensive route you could take. More and your calls when we get back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.